Well, I just like to talk, you know, following Jimmy's talk, you hear about different, you know, bottle sprays or different spray methods, but I think it's a good time to check it out. You know, we do have new spray methods like helicopters, other things. Traditionally, you know, you just use the air blast. We all familiar, right? So basically, this is a collaborative work from WSU. We have done this in 3+ years. I just show you some of the data from last few years. Okay, this is what you're familiar. helicopter really wasn't used extensively in Oregon or Northwest in the past until this pest came. Okay, and the top one is the I'm going to show you on the next slide. So we call mitigation, but overall objective is for my talk is to just to show you the efficacy of different spray methods. Okay, just because those things, especially helicopter and the new we call the mitigation methods, hasn't been really evaluated for SWD control in the past. Also, we want to compare ultimately whether these different spray methods will be really do anything or affect the food residue levels, which is very important for exports or even the domestic markets. This is the mitigation we call. Basically, what it is a microspray system, okay? But it's using very fine droplets. In Oregon, growers, because we have a very valuable late-season blueberry markets, growers actually install this system to cool the berries. Because most, if they use drip irrigation, they want to make sure that late-season berries get protected, like the heats here in Florida, I guess. We do have 100 days weather, okay, in Oregon, even. People think it's cold all the time. But actually, it can get up to 95, 100, you know. So it actually, this system actually works well for protecting fruits. Then we think, well, maybe it's good for, you know, injecting pesticides for controlling the Drosophila, because you literally can flip a switch, then you, in a couple hours, you finished in a large field, okay, once you have the system installed. So this is based on a Netfin SuperNet 90 nozzle. It does have a 23 about, you know, feet diameter. It requires a little bit higher pressure, 50 PSI, and has a, you know, basically output is about 24 gallons per hour. Okay. So in an acre, you could have around 70 to 80 nozzles to cover an acre of fields. Okay. So basically, we evaluate this system for the efficacy. So this is the field. We obviously we done this in a large commercial fields. This is one of the fields in Oregon. It's 160 acres in a farm. So we pick the late season variety, which is Aurora. So we do have three different areas. The blue area, we do have a control. Control means growers will not apply the pesticides we're going to testing, okay? But they are open for testing other, for using other pesticides to control the Drosophila. So we can get fruit residue data for the non-control, for comparison for the treated area. So the red is we're using for misters, and the yellow we use the air blast sprayers, okay? So for comparisons, pretty much the mitigation, I'll use the word, with the air blast sprayed at the same time, the same day. We try to compare, coordinate with the growers. The helicopter-wise, we have to sort of, you know, sample whenever they call the helicopters in, which could be sometimes a day ahead of notice, okay? And also, it's going to be done typically in the evening or before, you know, sunrise. So nobody can see it. Okay. These are the programs we evaluated. Basically, we worked with growers to basically rotate in between Malassian and Master Max, two chemicals very effective, for basically a 4-week time. We sample. Basically, for the air blast and the mitigation, we sample as -1, which is the day before the application for residue purposes, then minus one, day zero, at the application, right after the application, and day one, day three, five, seven, 10, 14 days, okay? We send the samples for residue analysis, and for helicopters, whenever possible, we'll sample and do evaluation. As far as the sampling and evaluation goes, we have a few methods. So we took duplicate samples rather than doing reps. We feel at least the Vince Hibbert from WSU said, well, if you have large samples when you run the residue analysis, you don't really have lots of reps. So this basically duplicate samples for full residue analysis and for controls. And we also take, I guess, for controls, I guess we try to do it the same day, okay? Unless it's some chemicals were sprayed, you know, we can't get in. We try to avoid those situations. But pretty much it's done in the same day. And also for the, when we evaluate the bar or the efficacy, okay, it is done by, again, WSU entomologist. Obviously, I'm not entomologist, I'm a horticulturist. So down in WSU, and they will basically put the flies on the leaves. So we sample the treated leaves. They put the two leaves in petri dish. Then they drop 7 to 10 flies on the leaf. Basically, after a day, you know, you just see how many flies were dead. Okay. As the bioassay, I'm referred to this study. So there are two things. Graphs I will show you, bioassays, which done with the leaf petri dish, and also the fruit residue data, okay? So basically, fruit residues, we think this study has really good quality control, okay? So basically, Vince from WSU Food and Environmental and Food Laboratories down in Tri-City area, they have very nice equipped lab. And all the samples were run by three concentrations, okay? One milligram, 110 microgram. So for spikes, for measuring the residues. And I'll show you the leaf bioassay numbers. Basically, with MAST and MAX, remember this will apply twice in consecutive weeks, right? And basically, if you can see the different colors, obviously the control is the blue, air blast is the red, the green is microsprinkler, microspray mitigation, the helicopter is the purple, okay? So basically, when you're looking at this, the blue, I mean the control at that time, it didn't get sprayed. Of course, the MAST and MAX, right? So it's low. Then you can see the efficacy really looks like similar among the three except on the microsprinklers, okay? Microsprinkler mitigation, at least on day three, seems it's only 40% kill, okay? But other than that, in the first 2 days, it seems works pretty good, okay? So the mitigation pretty much comparable to the air blast, your regular conventional application. So this is in July, the first application. The second application, again, it shows, you know, as for some reason we don't understand why in both ends, like day zero or day six, it seems not too much a difference between the air blast and mitigation treatments. But in the middle, especially day three, you know, mitigation seems to be still like the first one in July, seems to be less effective as far as, you know, the leaf acids, right? But helicopters seems still as good, you know, or better a little bit as compared to the air blast, okay? So this is, again, another application in August. This time, actually, it shows, this is actually the last spray, shows, you know, from the first week, actually the mitigation seems works as well as the air blast sprays, right? This one doesn't have a helicopter evaluation because towards the end of the season, growers typically not using helicopters much. So again, up to the 14 days, you can see mitigation seems to be, the effect seems to be dropping off a little bit. Okay, so it's but pretty much it's around 40-50%, it seems. You know, lowest we get for mitigation is around 40-50% kill. I think if you have, it's better if you have a 70% kill on the bioassay. Okay. That shows the pesticides to be very effective. This show you is the monocyon treatments. Again, it shows similar sort of trends, but for monocyon though, it seems the mitigation seems to work much less effective. If you consider, for the longer days, like you can see this clearly, and day one to day five, they just compare, it's just not as good, okay? Again, this shows the same trends, air blast to mitigation comparison. Here is interesting, if you looking at the leaf residues, we think, well, at least for Malasaya, we sampled the leaves, but Mustang Max, for some reason, didn't work out. The leaf residue just didn't, work out well for analysis. But one thing I want you to point out for you to notice, you see this little bottom line, this green line, the leaf residue levels are much, much less, okay, than the air blast spray, okay, much, much less. This is again shows you the basically malassine treatments. Again, you don't have to looking for anything else, but those you see the basically your green lines still lower, much lower, right? That's the fruit residue levels. Okay, so it seems the at least for mitigation, seems it does have much lower fruit residue levels. For the Mustang Max, it shows again the same trends. Okay, so we're not going to talk about MRILs, I guess. But this thing shows you if you doing this in a 4-week period, okay. Well, pretty much, actually, we did this much longer, almost 2 months in this period. If you, for all the samples we tested, if you combine all this together, we did tested other things, Malassia, Mustang Max, and Fosmac, Danitol, all these pesticides. The idea is to see a profile of the season, how much pesticides residue load on the berries. Okay. By doing that, you can see at a given time, they all have quite, some level of pesticides in the fruits in a way to protect SWD infection. So this is just a quick summary. So basically, as far as the water or volume, mitigation does require lots of water. Okay. Fixed cost is $1,500 per acre for mitigation. But fruit lockdown wise, the air blast, you could lock down fruits. Mitigation, no. Helicopter, no. But, mitigation you can use for cooling fruits, right? So basically, the good news though for the growers is there was no fruit infestation for the last 3 years we did the experiment, okay? So that's really impressive, actually, the system. So good system, comparable. Mitigation, MRILs, the fruit residue levels actually is much lower. For the current practice, we're using all these pesticides. It seems there's a room to work with. We may not, want to use the higher rate. That's a possibility because we does get a cumulative effect for all those insecticides for controlling SWD. Okay. Okay, that's just the funding source and my supporting, our supporting group. Well, thank you very much.
Time for one question.
Yeah.
So do you think that the lower level of mitigation is due to basically the rainwater pushing the...
Yeah, it's a large volume, I think. It does have a wash-off effect, so which make us think, well... You see the malassine residue levels on the leaves. It's probably about 30%. What's I mean, but at that level, the good news again is it didn't see any infestation. So that brings back the question whether we are using too high amount of, you know, pesticides rates for killing this very easy, you know, to kill flies. So that's the question. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah?